It's time for our monthly campaigns catch up with RNIB's team. Costa Asprey is in our Camden studio with guests today. A couple of topics to talk about, but Costa, we're talking Parliament first.
That's right. On the 5th of February, we went to Parliament to meet MPs at our first event there after the general election at the end of 2019. Many of these MPs are new, taking their seats in Parliament for the first time. To tell us more, we're joined by our Parliamentary and Public Affairs Officer, Emily Marr.
Thanks very much for having me back, Costa. So our overall aim was, as the event was aptly called, How to Better Support Your Constituents with Sight Loss, really giving them the tools that they needed to make sure that their surgeries, their communications, and their general interaction with their blind and partially sighted constituents was as effective as it could be. This included things like showing them how to make social media accessible, talking through why surgeries needed to be accessible. We also talked through proper greeting and guiding technique, and also advertised things like our legal rights service, our assistive technology, and other tools the RNIB can offer MPs to ensure that their communications with their blind and partially sighted constituents are as effective as they can be.
And before the general election, we were asking the candidates who were running to try and become MPs, we were asking them to sign up as RNIB champions. So again, this was another chance for us to meet the new MPs directly and put that ask to them again, wasn't it?
It certainly was. And I think it's safe to say asking that question in person was much more effective than by email. Before the event, we were at about 36 RNIB champions, which rose to 95 after the day, and we're now up to 107 MPs who have signed up to be RNIB champions. So it was a really effective way of getting more MPs on board.
And what does it mean to be an RNIB champion?
Essentially, just openly stating that you are pledging to support your constituents with sight loss, you are happy to support our campaigns, receive personalised briefings and statistics about sight loss in your area. So it's really just pledging to be a supporter of the RNIB and engage with our campaigns in the future.
And you mentioned the different things that we were introducing MPs to, and on the day we had stalls and activities for them to get involved with.
We had a greeting and guiding workshop with two fantastic employees, Jane Manley and Stacey Scott, both of whom have sight loss themselves. They talked MPs through how to properly greet and guide their blind and partially sighted constituents. And we even got quite a lot of them involved in blindfold walks across the atrium in Portcullis House. We had a quiz where MPs got a chance to test their knowledge on sight loss. And I think many of them were shocked by what figures actually were. We had our legal rights service talking to MPs about the services that they can offer. Our assistive technology team showcasing all of the things the RNIB can provide to make things like employment much more possible for blind and partially sighted people. We also had a mock surgery where we used eyewear to show them how their surgeries, when you have a specific sight loss condition, can be inaccessible. And we advised MPs how they could improve things in the future. But we also, of course, had many face-to-face conversations. We had 106 MPs attend on the day, and many MPs said they learned a huge amount on the day and really enjoyed the experience.
And moving from Westminster all the way over to Wales, recently there's been work by campaigners in Wales, supported by RNIB Cymru, to tackle the issues of pavement parking and advertising boards. We're joined now by Kirsty James, Campaigns Officer at RNIB Cymru, to tell us more about this.
In the summer, we were approached by a campaigner who wanted to campaign about pavement parking in Wales because their day-to-day experiences of taking their child to school was constantly being obstructed by pavement parking. So we've supported that person to submit a petition to the Welsh Government, which happened in January. It was a very successful event where myself and a few other campaigners supported her to submit the petition. RNIB's role within this then will be to provide evidence of issues that are happening. And this then will be going to Leah Waters, Deputy Minister of Economy and Transport, as they've set up a task force group We'll hear more about this in June when that task force group have made their decision.
And what role has RNIB Cymru played in this work?
Supporting the campaigner to know the tools of how to campaign from a grassroots level, giving them pointers along the way. Also, RNIB will be attending that task force group to talk about RNIB's viewpoint on pavement parking is. We've been engaging with the Connect members, people who live in Wales with a visual impairment, to ask their views of pavement parking. We have sent out a survey that was designed by campaigners, and this then will go towards the evidence that we will submit to the Welsh Government.
So lots to get through today. That big parliamentary reception, obviously hugely successful. A lot more to come from that as well. And best luck to the guys in Wales with the pavement parking. And as Kirsty said, yeah, that ban coming into play in Scotland is a great step forward. A lot of great work from RNIB Scotland involved in there as well. Costa, if people would like any more information on the campaigns team, perhaps they'd like to get involved in campaigns or just have a question they'd like some help with, what's the best way to get in touch?
Yes, and hearing Kirsty talk about all the efforts of campaigners in Wales shows the importance of people getting involved to make change happen. And as Emily said earlier, please do ask your MP to sign up as an RNIB champion if they haven't already. You can visit the RNIB website to send off our template action email, or if you need support to contact your MP or to contact us about anything else, you can email in at campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call our helpline on 0303 123 9999.
And that's it for this month's campaigns roundup. We'll catch up with the guys again later. Thanks everyone for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.